Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to run through the week's new release schedule, a lineup that includes new music from Ryan Adams, the Beastie Boys, and Kelly Willis. Ours is the usual drill. Some stuff we'll advocate buying in full. Others might just be worth throwing 99 cents at. Let's get started. Did you read that New York Times piece a few weeks back about Ryan Adams, the drug tell-all that suggests he almost checked out on us early? For my money, the most revealing part is that he refuses to acknowledge that by releasing every note of music to cross his mind, he's diluted much of his power as a consistent and reliable songwriter. You think that's prolific, he asked the Times? That's just what trickled through. Geez, if you believe the hype, Adams' new record, Easy Tiger, is designed to be his breakthrough. It's that he supposedly cherry-picked the strongest songs from his prolific output and stacked them filler-free. And there's definitely less Grateful Dead meandering here, and the songs are definitely a shade or three more concise and memorable. The Sheryl Crow duet, 2, works fine and could very well be the hit he's been chasing, but the better songs on Easy Tiger seem less overtly ambitious. Oh My God, Whatever, Etc. is more a whisper than an actual song, but the chorus and the careful picking that surrounds it works majestically. Here's a piece of it. It's called Oh My God, Whatever, Etc.
But the light of the moon leads the way towards the morning, and the sun's well on its way too soon to know. And
that's Ryan Adams from the new Easy Tiger record. Let's do one more from the album. As a song, the record's Goodnight Rose is an obvious standout, one of the better tunes Adams' written. To hear him reach for a Neil Young impression, both vocally and instrumentally, is a little disappointing, but as a genre exercise, it's a winner. Here's a listen.
And the sun will come up again.
That's Ryan Adams. Next up, the Automatic. The repetition is intentional. Overseas, they're just the Automatic. Here, at the request of their lawyers, they're the Automatic. Anyway, the record's doing big business overseas, and they're here on the Warped Tour all summer. But while I'm still on the fence as to whether the whole package isn't just a little too generic, a little too mook rock for my tastes, there's at least one tune that stands out as one of the best-written and undeniably catchy tunes I've heard all year. It's called Raoul, and it's a full-blown anthem, the kind of anthem that sometimes you have to turn to young British teenagers to find. Here's a listen. That's the Automatic. Next up, the Beastie Boys. Obviously, an instrumental record from the Beastie Boys isn't quite the event a full-blown record might have been, but I suspect that disappointment is shading a lot of the middling early reviews it's gotten. They're not rapping, deal with it. That said, there's some stuff on the mix-up that just lays there flat, making for decent music to type or clean to, but not really to groove to, or even drive to. But the good stuff is damn near transcendent, and yet more proof that at the heart of the Beastie's legacy is the crossroads of great taste and skills more than adequate enough to deliver on it. Succo de Tangerina is a tribute to tropical cocktail culture and spy versus spy, and each of its subtle twists and turns offers a payoff worth having stuck around for. Here's a listen. That's the Beastie Boys, and if Ryan Adams gets two songs here, so do the Beasties. This one, The Cousin of Death, is straight out of Starsky and Hutch. Some YouTube kid will lay it over the Sabotage video for a perfect fit. Here's a piece of it. That's the Beasties will close with a long-awaited new record from longtime Esquire favorite Kelly Willis. Her new record, Translated from Love, her first in 5 years, showcases a voice so rich, so substantial, that it genuinely transcends country, even if the twang it carries is unmistakable. Like the Beasties, her talent is impeccable taste. Her track record for finding songs that fit her voice is impressive and often surprising. She's been an early champion of Jay Farrar's songs, and this time she takes on tunes from Iggy Pop and Adam Green. But the biggest, straight down the centerpiece of songwriting on the record, a Jules Shear number called Don't Know Why, is also the best. The whole record's a winner, but if you're downloading one to double check, let it be this one. Here's a sample of it.
Rise and we fall. Get back up and try our luck. And I can't explain what it is I feel, but I know it's real.
That's Kelly Willis wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailboxes or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.